Thank you and good morning. Eureka police are investigating the murder of Father Eric Fried, whose body was found in the rectory of St. Bernard's Church at around 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Parishioners had gathered for the 9 o'clock Mass when Father Fried failed to appear. A parishioner went to the rectory and then came back to the church visibly upset and told the others that something terrible had happened. Eureka police were summoned to the scene and Chief Andy Mills held a press conference at 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Chief Mills provided few details about the investigation and even declined to name the victim, but Mayor Frank Yeager did confirm the victim as Father Fried. Chief Mills did say,
"Investigators have been called and we've assembled a team with as much expertise as we can possibly muster to make sure that this investigation is thorough and complete and timely. We are expending every resource possible to make sure that this investigation is as thorough as possible."
Father Fried came to St. Bernard's in August of 2011 after being reassigned from his duties at the Newman Center at Humboldt State University. Hundreds of community members and parishioners had gathered outside the church for the press conference, and many remained behind to pray once it was finished. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a vehicle associated with the homicide of Father Fried and is asking for the public's help. The car is a dark gray Nissan Altima hybrid with California license plate number 6NDW400. If you see the vehicle or have any information, you are asked to contact Eureka Police. The anti-DUI crackdown in Humboldt County continued through New Year's Day. A total of 71 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence or for other infractions since December 13th. That is a significantly higher number of arrests than a year ago, when 48 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI over the same time period. The next major enforcement period will happen over the first weekend of February, coinciding with Super Bowl Sunday. With the arrival of the new year comes a host of new state laws, many of them effective beginning New Year's Day. The new laws will affect everything from immigration to gun control to the minimum wage. Under AB 60, the Department of Motor Vehicles will begin designing driver's licenses for immigrants who are in the country illegally. The licenses will be available to illegal immigrants who can show proof of identity and California residency. The licenses will be available by January 1st of next year. With regard to guns, AB 48 makes it illegal to purchase large-capacity magazines in the state. It also bans the sale of conversion kits that allow for guns to have semi-automatic capabilities. The minimum wage is set to increase this year under AB 10. It boosts the minimum wage to $9 an hour beginning July 1st. The North Coast was rattled by yet another earthquake at around 10:30 on Wednesday night. The Geological Survey recorded a 4.0 quake 22 miles south-southwest of Ferndale. That's the third 4.0-plus earthquake in the last 2 weeks, with the others occurring on December 17th and on the 24th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With more crime news, here's Stephen Walker.
The sheriff's office continues its search for an at-risk missing man. 33-year-old Ryan Grammer has been reported missing by his mother, who last saw Grammer on the 15th when he left her residence after they got into an argument. Grammer did not contact his family on Christmas and has not been heard from since the 15th. Grammer is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, with hazel eyes and short graying hair. Anyone with information about Grammer or his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into an altercation in Cutton on Monday night. Deputies, Eureka Police, and CHP officers responded to the scene and contacted a victim, a 24-year-old man who said he had gotten into an argument and then a physical altercation with two 23-year-old men outside his residence. Witnesses reported the altercation as well and also reported that shots may have been fired, although police have not confirmed a firearm was part of the incident. The victim then said the two suspects stole his pickup truck. The vehicle was later located by the CHP on Redwood Drive, and it had been involved in a collision with another vehicle and a fence. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the investigation into a stabbing incident in McKinleyville continues as well. The victim told deputies that he had met three people, two women and a man, on the Arcata Plaza, and then gone to his residence in McKinleyville, where an altercation occurred and the victim was stabbed. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thank you, Stephen. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.